Henri Matisse shook things up when he was first becoming known. In fact, he and his contemporaries were given a derisive name.
They were called Fauvists by art critics of the time, which in French means wild beast, you know, like a javelina, basically.
Sam is William Keyes Rudolph talking about Matisse. The art world was much more narrow back then, much less open to new ideas.
Matisse started out as an artist who was considered very radical. His use of color did not conform to the way our eyes tell us color should be. Matisse broke the rules with that.
Matisse, Life in Color, opens Saturday at the San Antonio Museum of Art.
There's nearly 100 works which have all been drawn from the Baltimore Museum of Art, which is one of the greatest repositories of Matisse in the world.
That Baltimore Museum has a curious source for the works.
Two sisters from Baltimore, Clarabel Cohn and Etta Cohn, collected Matisse. During their lifetime, they got to know the artist.
They loved Matisse and took a chance on collecting what was a little-known artist at the time.
And we're fortunate enough here in San Antonio to be the third and final stop, and the only stop in the South, for that traveling show.
You can see Matisse at SAMA till September 7th.
It's just quite wonderful.
For more and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.